One of the most significant films about Yupik culture has been digitally restored. The Drums of Winter is an award-winning documentary shot in Amonok 40 years ago. After 3 years of restoration work, it's now being shown around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur spoke with some of the people who made the film.
4 decades after it was made, The Drums of Winter is considered a significant contribution to American culture and has a home in the Library of Congress's National Film Registry. But at the time it was made, the film was an experiment.
We set out to make films that we called community collaborative films.
In 1977, Len Kamerling, along with Sarah Elder, wanted to make films in a new way, involving the community in shaping the film. Elder, who had lived in Amonok as a teacher, wanted to work with Kamerling to make a documentary with no narrator, no English voiceovers over the Yupik, no one interpreting the film for the audience. It was considered a radical idea at the time. They showed up with no script, no idea the story, just cameras and open eyes.
And one door after another opened, and you know, we were brought into that world of the Kuzugik and the dance.
The Kuzugik, the men's house in traditional Yupik villages. What they captured in the film is considered authentic and relevant, even 40 years later. Retired University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim University campus professor Cecilia Mart said she would regularly show the film in her cross-cultural and anthropology classes.
Because they presented a truer picture of what life was like in their villages than, you know, books, because a lot of us are like visual learners, and they learned a lot from those films.
The digital restoration of The Drums of Winter has added new dimensions to the film. Co-producer and director Len Kamerling says digitization has deepened the colors and brought light where there were shadows.
Waukee Charles, who is our main language advisor and coordinator, he's from Amonok, and when we showed the new one in a scene in the Kuzugik, what used to be dark shadow now was illuminated, and he could see his father there, and his father who had passed away. So that was a really wonderful thing.
When they showed the film in the Yukon village last week, most people in the audience could see now deceased relatives. One of the young men in the film is now a dance instructor in Amonok. Everyone watching was connected to what they were seeing.
People mostly talked about the continuity, the sense of continuity that the film gives them of being able to look back on their relatives, on their culture at that time, and what could be learned from it, and the importance of having that sense of continuity. And I think the young dancers were very taken with that as well.
Professor Martz, who grew up in Chivak, says the film also shows how dance in the region has evolved.
For instance, like at the Chamay Festival, you see a whole bunch of people up on the stage. At that time, when I was growing up, only certain groups of people were designated a song and a dance. So you might have 5 or 6 people that could do that particular dance. Maybe if you were lucky, maybe you danced twice.
What people are singing and dancing about has also changed since the film was made. Now, Mart says, you're as likely to watch a dance about basketball or Anchorage traffic as a song from the past. But what has not changed is that people are still dancing. In the film, some worried that dancing was going to disappear with the younger generation. But as that generation grew up, a Yupik dance renaissance began sweeping the YK Delta and continues to this day. The Drums of Winter captures a moment of that long tradition for a future generation that's carried it on. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.